Mike Golic Jr. in the house. Certainly part of Golic and Wingo 69 weekdays on The Fan. Good to see you.
Good to be here. Nice to catch up. It's nice catching up with everybody in person. Yeah. We do all these phoners during the year. We get down here and sweat together.
Yes, we're working it, right? Radio Row, this is it. You hop from table to table. So let's hit you right between the eyes. Who wins the game?
Chiefs win the game. I think I went 35-31 when they nailed me down for it. So a lot of points, a lot of fast, fun offense.
I'm glad you were emphatic about that. Like, you didn't hesitate. You didn't say, well, if this happens, you came out with Chiefs. And is it because you don't want to bet against Mahomes? I mean, what is it in the end?
Yeah, it's like betting against the Chiefs over at this point. I learned pretty early on in Mahomes' time there that was dumb and I shouldn't do that. But you very rarely see someone so capable of erasing the mistakes of everyone around him. We always talk about that, the quarterback's ability to make everybody better. Sometimes that just means being able to cover up their mistakes. And as an offensive guy who played offensive line, having a quarterback that can move around and, you know, eventually, they've got good guys. They've got Mitchell Schwartz of the world up front. Everyone gets beat. When that guy can overcome those few instances, you've got something.
Yeah, you do. And the ability, like you said, him to move around, and that's, I just oscillate back and forth because you look at teams that have historically had great defensive lines. Now, a lot of times that's translated to wins. It's translated to Super Bowl wins. And you're just trying to figure that out. Can Mahomes get out of it enough? Can he erase enough? And I kind of equated to this morning on Get Up. You know, it's like the Chiefs win if what? I'm like, they can really do anything. Like, if they're down 14, I'm not going to be worried because that offense, it's like drips, drips, drips. And then all of a sudden, it's not a drip, it's a fire hose right in your face. And so it just changes so quickly. And so as you look at that, and you know they can score in huge volumes, is there any concern about the fact that maybe Kyle Shanahan might be able to run the ball enough to limit possessions to where that could essentially become a factor for the Chiefs?
No, because I said the Chiefs are almost, and Bobby, you'll appreciate this, especially like in college when you're playing a triple option team and they want to hold on to the ball and they want to dictate pace, the thing that kills them is if you can score quickly and score in droves. The Chiefs don't need a lot of time to score. We've seen them do, as you described, every time I think of that, the slow drip to the hose, I think of they're the Golden State Warriors, right? Like, they can do what so few teams are capable of, which is score in such high volume in such a short amount of time that it kind of renders what you want to do. And the Niners are a team capable of controlling it. They're a team that does well on schedule. And that's not to say they aren't just as potent or just as athletic, but it seems like one that operates more in the vein of Baltimore, more in the vein of Tennessee, where, man, when they're on schedule, they can do a bunch of creative stuff. When you put the ball and get them down in Jimmy's hands, he'll give it away a little bit, and then it gets dangerous.
Mike Golic Jr. with us from ESPN here on Radio Row. All right, so you got Garoppolo in the situation. You talked about running the football. Does Tevin Coleman's availability worry you at all? Like, if he doesn't play, are they fine with I mean, they've been fine with Mostert. They've had Breida. They have enough pieces without Coleman, you feel?
Yeah, I think so. Deebo Samuel is a guy who kind of mimics a running back in a lot of the different ways that they use him around that offense. And that's been the beauty. We talked to Mina Kimes this morning on Golic and Wingo, and she said, everybody can do everything in that offense, right? Your wide receivers can catch, run, and block. Your running backs are a part of all that game. Your tight ends and whatever the hell you want to call Kyle Juszczyk, their tight end, fullback, H-back, they can do everything all at once. And so I don't worry about one guy having to be the difference there, save for maybe Jimmy Garoppolo, just because we've seen, and this is where on the other side for the Chiefs on defense that we don't talk nearly as much about, aside from them giving up rushing yards, which is, can the Frank Clarks of the world and the rest of that defense influence Jimmy G enough when you've got the opportunities? We know that offense wants to limit them, but when you've got chances to get to him, you can interrupt and disrupt his space and make him make mistakes. They've got to capitalize on those opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what we're on with Mike Golic Jr., one of the hosts of Golic and Wingo, which you can hear from 6 to 9, 97.1 The Fan, every single weekday morning, doing a great job there, and sometimes he even lets me come in and hang out with him. So,
oh, yeah.
Which is a lot of fun as well. Andy Reid made it to a lot of championship games, AFC, NFC, made it to one Super Bowl. Maybe not known for his coaching prowess in those games, especially if you go back and look at the Eagles Super Bowl and they're down two scores and it's like, we're still huddling. There's like 4 minutes left in the game and it doesn't really seem like we know that the clock's running out, but everybody else does. Like, is there any concern for you to where it's so hard when the mountain becomes so big for Andy Reid that, like, it's been talked about, to where not that it becomes insurmountable, but you may begin to second-guess yourself in some of those critical situations just given the history that you've had.
You know what's amazing with Andy Reid is I feel like we've really had this sort of rebirth of him, right? Like, it is funny to see all of the team and the way that they adopt the personality of their coach, seeing all the Tommy Bahama-esque shirts on the plane ride down here for those guys, the Andy Reid shirts. But, and you've heard Andy speak on it as much publicly. Being around especially Patrick Mahomes has kind of made him relax a little bit. He said being around this young team and these young guys has calmed him down because I think Andy Reid is a guy that famously puts so much pressure on himself and is such a grinder when it comes to the work that you're right, in Philadelphia you get to some of those spots. Andy Reid's clock management used to be a meme, the way that the 28-3 for Kyle Shanahan is a meme on the other side of this. And so I think for Andy Reid, there's less pressure now than there's ever been in that regard, maybe just because you know you've got something so special there on offense and because he's a guy that really commands so much respect in this league that I think we harp on that less and less. And quite frankly, I think he does. I think he's allowed himself that.
And so I guess part of that is because I watched two weeks ago in the AFC Championship, they score before the half, and you're like, okay, here it comes. They're getting the ball back, and they're going to go score twice, and it's off to the races. They drive all the way past the 50-yard line. And then inexplicably, and they're not a team that runs at a ton, just three straight passes, three straight incompletions, and you're like, that was the chance to step on their throat. Like, are you more worried about Andy Reid playing with a lead or playing from behind?
I would be more worried probably by Andy Reid playing with a lead at this point, right? Because we've seen them just do things that you don't ever see when they're coming from behind. And so it is, and I think it's that balance on both sides. The one thing we give Kyle credit for on the other side, Shanahan being – all right, well, Kyle Shanahan learned from what happened in the Super Bowl, and now he runs the ever-loving stuffing out of the ball at this point. But for Andy Reid, yes, being able to manage that, and I think being able to manage the emotion of that lead, and Bobby, you know this as well as anybody, there is something different about playing at it from that side of things, of having the confidence and the focus to do all that. And some of that will fall on their quarterback, and I think they've got a decided advantage there.
Mike, great job, buddy. We always appreciate you having you on. You do a great job, obviously, on the show. We wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we get to hang out a little bit.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me, and thank you for loaning Bobby to us from time to time. Our studio always leaves that conversation feeling a lot better and in way better shape. We're inspired.
There's no doubt about it. Very intimidating. All right. Have a great week.